The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
The energy in craft stores is wild. It is the most supportive place I've ever been in my life. I feel like I enter the craft store and I'm all of a sudden with like all my best friends. And everyone's like, oh, are you doing, like I overhear people talking and they're like, are you doing purple and gold? It looks like you're doing purple and gold this year. Yeah, my friend Eileen was doing purple and gold a couple of years, and you're just like, what's happening?
Hey everybody, it's Teresa. Welcome to Exaggerated. Let's get into it.
Hi everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Exaggerated. Wow. I know what you're thinking. You're like, welcome to this week's episode. It's been months. It's been like 3 months. July to August, August, November. Yeah, it's been 4 months, guys. I'm so glad to be back. Lot of updates, lot going on. I feel like I left you guys hanging. I feel like I ghosted you. I feel like I met you in a Lower East Side bar and I gave you my number and I promised you the world and I told you that your eyes sparkle like stars. And then I left you and I never called. And I know what you're thinking. You sound a little out of breath. And I am. I am 7 months pregnant. Spoiler alert. So basically, let's back it up. Back it up like a truck that's backing up. If you thought we were winging it before, you don't even know about winging it, okay? If you thought we were winging it before, now we're going to wing it, okay? Because there is no plan. There's never been a plan. And so basically, I was going to take a 2 week hiatus from the show Exaggerated, just as like a little break. It was summer. I was going on vacation with my family. I was like, let me just take 2 weeks. It's like 4th of July. Ain't nobody listening to this shit anyway on 4th of July. You're not popping off your fireworks and logging onto YouTube, you know? So I said, I'm going to take like 2 or 3 weeks. And then I started to throw up every so often. And I was like, I feel so nauseous. Fast forward to me sitting in front of you right now, I am carrying my second baby child. And I'm so excited. I'm really excited to say that one baby child did not put me in the grave. She didn't wear me down enough. So we decided to welcome a second baby child. And that baby child will be here in February. And so when all of this started happening, it was like the height of summer. Without getting into too much public detail about how babies are made, essentially I am super, super grateful to never have really very strongly planned either of my pregnancies. My husband and I knew we wanted kids. We always wanted kids. We were welcome to having kids, but I never was someone that really had to like work very hard to get pregnant. That sounds horrible to say, but my point in saying it is I have had family members and friends go through such turmoil, both getting pregnant, holding pregnancies, having children, that I've always said that I'm so, so, so grateful that I just get pregnant. Like, easily, you know, with, you know, not much intervention. So that being said, this is like the best surprise in the world. Like, we were like, oh my God, this is great. It's like a surprise, but not a surprise. Like, we weren't stopping it, but we weren't exactly, you know, trying that hard. Would I have gotten pregnant right at the start of the summer and then spent all of summer 2024 with zero margaritas? No, probably would have waited till the fall, you know? But again, I am super grateful that we're welcoming the second child. I just entered my third trimester, which is insane. I'm like 29 weeks pregnant, and that's why I'm so out of breath. And if you thought my brain didn't work before, being a mom of one, sleep deprived, there's no brain now. It's mush. It's made of mush. And so we're just gonna have a silly fun time. But anyway, what I was trying to say is I'm sorry that I ghosted you. I didn't mean to. I just kind of, things got crazy. And then I was super sick at the beginning of my pregnancy. And I just didn't really think much about the show. And I was like, what do we, you know, da, 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 da. And now here we are, we're back pregnant, sitting here with a babe in my belly. And I realized just before I sat down to record this, I've never recorded a podcast while pregnant. Excuse me. I have heartburn at all times. So if you, I wonder, like, if anyone's listening to this and you're like deeply in love with me, like if you're like, other than my husband, I mean, my husband's not listening to this, but like, if you're like, oh my God, I have the biggest crush on that girl, I'm going to ruin it in the next few weeks. You know, like I'm going to be probably the most horrific, grossest version of myself, because I feel like the end of pregnancy brings about a lot of like, I just like feel I'm tired. I'm out of breath. I'm opening my seltzer. I like, how rude does that sound? Like, so rude. If you're in love with me, you're like, ew, she's so rude, but I can't breathe. So I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I can't. It's great. Everything's fine. You should have children. Children are a blessing. Anyway, so that's sort of where I've been. I've been growing a baby, trying to work at the same time. I was modeling again. I stopped for a while when my baby child was super young because it was just too hard to keep up with it. And then I was kind of modeling again. And then I ended up pregnant. And I actually was at a client. I'll save this story for another time because I don't want to be rambling too much. You're like, you've only ever rambled. Okay, I know. But anyway, basically I was at a client and they were measuring me. This is like right before I knew I was pregnant, and they were measuring me and they were like, wow, oh. Because you're not like huge right away, obviously, when there's a tiny baby in your belly. But like, you know, my waist straightens out. Like the numbers aren't numbering. And so that was kind of funny because they were like, wow, your bust is like 2 inches bigger than it usually is. What are you, just growing boobs? Like, they wanted to know how I did it. And I was like, that's weird. Maybe I'm bloated. Maybe I ate a lot of salt. Nah, girl, you're knocked up. You got a baby in there. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. And I feel like I also kind of keep, I think one of the reasons I didn't make the show sooner is I do kind of keep my early pregnancy close to the chest, and I only tell family and like close friends because I do get very nervous. So many things can happen. Women's bodies are amazing and we handle so much, but so much can happen that I think I get like really scared at the beginning. I was thinking about this after and I was like, why haven't I like made the show? Why haven't I? And I think it's just kind of like, you don't feel yourself. There's like this big thing happening. It's so important, but you're also kind of like, it's a little sacred and you're like, let me keep this to myself because God forbid anything happened. And, you know, I just want it to be safe and healthy. And so knock on wood, we are safe and happy and healthy so far. 29 weeks along, third trimester, this little baby child is coming in February. And I'm so excited because I want to take these next few weeks of the show and just really, oh my God, did you just hear my stomach growling? That might be my baby. I need a sub. No. So anyway, you're not supposed to eat subs when you're pregnant. Like, and because you're not supposed to eat cold cuts, I guess, because of listeria. And side note, this is going to be a huge tangent, but here we go, baby. Exaggerated is back and nobody knows what she's talking about. But basically, you guys probably have heard about all these recalls and like the listeria outbreak and whatever, whatever. That like hasn't happened in the United States in a really long time. So I remember I was reading Emily Oster's book during my first pregnancy, and she kind of like, she doesn't like debunk all of this information because it's not mythical information. It's still good information, but she kind of puts the data alongside. Like, they say you're not supposed to have caffeine when you're pregnant. You're not supposed to eat cold cuts when you're pregnant. You're not supposed to, all this stuff. Fine. All that can be true. You're not supposed to have alcohol. Fine. It's all true. But she uses this book to sort of outline the data alongside that. So like, for example, I don't remember I'm probably completely butchering the data, but basically they're like, oh, you can't have coffee during your pregnancy. Like, so many people, I know pregnant friends that have like been in Starbucks and had like rude old ladies be like, I hope you're getting decaf. Back up, Gertrude. Maybe you should read the research, because this woman, this author basically writes that like, for the caffeine to be dangerous during pregnancy, you need like 60 cups of coffee a day or something like that. And again, I'm exaggerating the data, but essentially it's saying like, most likely you're not drinking enough caffeine for it to really affect anything. So, yeah, anyway, I don't remember what I was even saying about, but whatever. So, because I was saying I wanted a sub. Obviously, I always want a sub. So one of the things is you're not supposed to eat cold cuts or sushi or anything like that. And it's like, oh my God, you can't have cold cuts. You'll get listeria, this and that. Well, her research outlines that like the last Listeria outbreak, other than like current day right now, like obviously I'm not eating it because like, I don't know, boar's head is like pushing out like only diseases or something. But basically, the last Listeria outbreak in the United States was like from cantaloupe or like fruit or something. So it's like, actually you can get Listeria from like a million other ways. And like, as long as you're like heating up the cold cut meat or it's from like a reputable place, like should you go into a 7-Eleven and get a turkey sandwich that's 4 days past the sell by date? No, you shouldn't. But you shouldn't do that if you're not pregnant, you know? So it's like kind of use common sense. Like, oh, you can't have sushi because it's raw fish and it could have blah, blah, blah. Okay, are you having sushi at a Blue Ribbon restaurant in, you know, the middle of Manhattan? Or are you having sushi at the Five and Dime gas station on your vacation in Southern Florida? Like, do you know what I mean? You got to kind of like weigh what's going on here, right? Like, are you making a fresh turkey sandwich in your own house and like heating the meat and using fresh ingredients? Or are you like raw dogging a turkey sub from a back alley that some man handed you out of his car? You know, like you have to think it through. So what's funny is because I don't know if it's because I know this research or if I just really like sandwiches, but when I'm pregnant, the first thing I crave is subs. Like suddenly they're like, hey, don't eat subs. And I'm like, I need one now. It's almost like if somebody's like, hey, don't think of the circus right now. Don't think about the circus. What's the first thing you're going to think about? You're going to think about a red and white striped tent and a lion tamer. You're going to immediately think about a circus. So I think it's kind of that. Like they're like, oh, you can't really have coffee. And I actually lessen my coffee intake, I think, because I get so nauseous that I don't really want it. I drink like half a cup so I don't get the caffeine addiction headache and I like move on with my life. But I definitely just eat subs all the time. I think it's important to note that this entire tangent about lunch meat came from my stomach making a slight rumble. Hey, maybe have this much more brain. Like a little, if you're not watching on video, I'm holding my fingers a centimeter apart. Like maybe be 10 decibels smarter. Is that the decibels is like for sound? I also am talking to my dogs. Both dogs are next to me right now because they're very codependent. And they have to be next to me at all times, especially if you guys remember Richie. He's really a special guy. He's very codependent. What else is going on? Yeah. So anyway, I've just been growing a baby and hanging out, but now the show is back. We're excited to bring it back to you. We want to know what you think. Reach out, DM me, email me, let me know what's happening. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you guys. I miss catching up. So if this episode is like short or long or to this or to that, like let's roll with it, you know, because some of us are just really round and out of breath and we're trying our best. Okay. But what else has been going on? I've been decorating. It's December. You guys will probably get this episode in December. I don't really know the exact timeline right now because I'm just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall. Am I right? No. But you guys will have this episode within a couple weeks. So it is Christmas time. It's Christmas time. My baby child asks every day, when is it Halloween time again? And I don't have the heart to tell her in another year. Like, what do you do? You know, like, okay, Tim Burton, maybe step off Christmas for 5 seconds. Okay. You'll get your Halloween back. She's really cute. She's obsessed with Halloween. When the new baby child comes, my children will be 3 years apart. So I'm kind of pregnant like the same time I was pregnant. Oh yeah. This is what I started to say before I started to talk about Oscar Mayer sandwich meat. But I was starting to say that because I keep my pregnancy sort of, see, I always come back. I always loop back around and pick you guys up. It's like I have a van. I have a windowless van and I drive it around with candy in it and I lure you back. What weird analogy. Anyway, So I do keep my pregnancies close to my chest until I know things are like safe and healthy and whatever. But also I didn't have a podcast the first time I was pregnant. I was just a lowly person without a podcast. So now I'm excited to use these next couple weeks and these next few episodes to talk a little bit about my experience, my pregnancy. Should you find that interesting, tune in, subscribe, click the button. Anyway, the world's ending. No, what? So what else have I been doing? I've been Christmas decorating like crazy. So if you recall, I like how I act like I've been gone for 6 years. I'm like, if you recall, you're like, it was 4 months ago, bitch. We're fine. Like, chill. We know what you're up to. It's not that mysterious. But anyway, I have been Christmas decorating like crazy because if you remember, we moved into a new home. That is now our home. We own it. We expect to be here for many years. So while I always decorated for Christmas, now feels like my baby child is 2.5. We like own the space. Like I kind of wanted to like make some special things and plan my tree how I've always wanted my tree. Like, cause there were years in the past when it was like just my husband and I, and we would be traveling to his family or traveling to my family for the holidays. So we would just like pop up the littlest, you know, tabletop tree and be like, ho, 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 and move on with our lives, you know? Now it feels like we're like home and cozy. I'm not traveling this year for Christmas because of my pregnancy. So we're just gonna have like the coziest time at home. So I have been going hippity ham, okay? I made garlands out of like glass bulbs. I made this like faux greenery garland. Like we're doing it. I'm so clearly working through something from childhood with my Christmas decor because everything is basically what I had when I was little. It's like I matched like my nanny's house, like the vintage kind of like nostalgia retro Christmas. And I know that's like on trend right now, but like I've like taken it too far. I have like eBay alerts on like really creepy elves that look exactly like the ones like my grandma and grandpa used to have. Like it's getting a little odd. I'm like, oh, they don't have the color scheme I'm looking for, so I like make it myself, which has been really fun and has quelled my anxiety quite a lot because you're just crafting. You're like doing little bits with your hands. So I've been in a lot of craft stores, and like one of the things I wanted to talk about today, other than like letting you guys know like, sup, I'm back, is the energy in craft stores is wild. It is the most supportive place I've ever been in my life. Like I bring my dog a lot. So like Richie will just be with me. And I'll like run into Michael's cause we're like doing something else, whatever. And he's in the cart and people are like, hi, what kind of dog is he? Anyway, what are you making? And I'm like, what? Like I live in New York City. We don't talk to each other. Like no one's like having a chat, you know? And so at craft stores, they're at their most vulnerable, I feel like, right? They're like deciding between like a decorative gold chicken and like a silver chicken. You know, they're like, oh, which one should I, like there's weird stuff in there. There's, you know, like people are like making it and shaking it in there. And let me tell you, I feel like I enter the craft store and I'm all of a sudden with like all my best friends. And everyone's like, oh, are you doing, like I overhear people talking and they're like, are you doing purple and gold? It looks like you're doing purple and gold this year. Yeah. My friend Eileen was doing purple and gold a couple of years. And you're just like, what's happening? Like they all know each other. I'm like, this feels like way too big of a city for all y'all to be regulars in Michael's, but they are. And I've kind of been a part of that sort of making my Christmas magic. I need to post some of it. I'll put it on my Instagram eventually. All my like little decorations and things, but I literally started working on it the first week of November only because we were traveling a lot in November and I have to like make a lot of the decorations because I wanted them to be a certain way. So I started like, I was like stringing Christmas balls like November 1. My husband was like, this is not a Hallmark movie set. I need you to chill out. And usually I'm a hater. And this actually brings me into the ick. Because I'm like icking myself because I used to be somebody that was like no Christmas until after Thanksgiving. I was that to a T. I was like, nope, carve the turkey before I even see a bulb. And I don't know if it's because I was making my own stuff. I don't know if it's because I have my own space now and I really wanted some special things for myself, my baby child, my husband. I was raring to go November 1, okay? My child was still in her Halloween costume, and I was like, put on your elf shoes, we're doing it this year. And you know what? And I get it. I get why people do that, because like this year, Thanksgiving was late. It was the 28th. So you only have like really 3 weeks till Christmas. I want my stuff up longer than that. I want a little joy and a little light bright. And we didn't get the tree, obviously, until after Thanksgiving, because I'm not a psychopath and my tree is a real tree. So we didn't like go into the forest on November 1 and like cut down a tree that's like would be brown and dried by now. I waited for the tree. But like my garlands and stuff, I was like, you know what? No, throw it up. Because what am I going to hang turkeys in the windows? You know? I don't have Thanksgiving decor. I don't even host Thanksgiving. We travel. So it's like, I'm still eating on that day. I'm still a Thanksgiving fan, but I'm doing it with a little bit of a Christmas carol playing in the background. And I'm doing it with a little bit of a velvet bow hanging by my head, you know? So my ick is people hating on the earliness of Christmas. I feel like the world is a dumpster fire. Let's put up our holiday joy. You know what? Start in October. No, that's weird. Lean into Halloween. Obviously, I just like Halloween better than Thanksgiving, I guess. I don't know. Thanksgiving has the best food, but Halloween has the best vibes. There's nothing better than making a costume. Like, so fun. My daughter was dog food for Halloween this year. Yep. She insisted on it. So I asked if she could be a dog inside dog food, and that was our compromise, because all I do all day long is negotiate with a two-year-old. But yeah, so Halloween was lit. It was so fun. My daughter was so into it. We were in our new neighborhood, which was like popping off for Halloween. It was so fun. And then, yeah, pretty much the next day, I was like, let's go. Dasher, Dancer, where are you at? Light it up. Let's go, Santa. It's your season. So yeah, my house is totally decked. So my ick is myself. I used to be a hater. And now I'm just a nerd in the Michael's Christmas section. And I'm embracing that. And then my love, I've been baking, because it's like I'm home and 25 pounds, carrying around an extra 20 pounds. So I've been baking. So there's this, she's like an Instagram blogger. That's where I found her. It's called Broma Bakery. And she came out with a cookbook, and I pre-ordered it, and it just came a couple weeks ago. And I've been kind of making some cookies and like reading out of that. And it's called, I wrote it down. It's the Broma Bakery cookbook. It's called Sweet Tooth. Her name is Sarah. I guess Sarah Broma, probably, because it's Broma Bakery. I'm assuming that's her last name. I should have probably checked. But yeah, so that's my love. So check that book out. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. We're going to have some fun. We'll have some holiday fun, some pregnancy fun, some silly fun. And reach out. Let me know how you are. Let me know where you're at. And share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, it's all a little bit exaggerated. I'll see you next week.
This has been Exaggerated. Thanks for sticking around till the end. Follow me on social media at TMOLYNN. That's TMOLYNN. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and join the conversation by emailing me at exaggeratedpod@gmail.com. Until next time, don't forget, it's all a bit exaggerated.